What a visit to the biggest slum in the world taught me. I'm never going to forget what I felt when I visited the biggest slum in the world 10 years ago as part of my MBA course. It's called Dharavi and it's in Mumbai and it has nearly a million people living in it. It's also one of the most densely populated areas in the world. So here are my slum first impressions. So in the part of the slum that I visited, there was very little or almost no sanitation, which ended up causing, you know, historically in the slum, a lot of very serious diseases, you know, disease spreads at certain times. And a lot of the homes, most of the homes that I saw, they were basically holes in a mud hut, more or less the size of a king-size bed. That was like the whole home, the size of a king-size bed in this mud hut with no windows, no doors, just this opening that you could just see straight in. And the corridors, you know, of these meandering streets were carved out in that mud structure. And they're very very narrow, very deep and dark. And I could see people inside their homes as I walked through those little, you know, narrow streets seated on their floors. And as we kept walking and getting deeper into the slum, I noticed a certain order in what seemed initially like a complete mess and chaos. You know, I felt like I was in a fully functioning underground world with an alternate reality that was hard for me to even imagine. Now, one thing is to intellectually read about slums and, you know, the numbers around the slums and what happens there, but it's a completely different reality to walk through it and to see its people going about their daily lives. So it was such a humbling experience to walk through it and speak to the residents. I knew they had every single reason to hate us because we could easily remind them of injustice and inequality, but yet they seemed to receive us so graciously and so with so much kindness. And then I had the surprising reveal, you know, that the slum was actually full of business life. And in some of those mud holes that I talked about, there were bakeries, there were factories of leather goods, of pottery. They were recycling, micro businesses. It was super and highly organized. And the people working in them, they seemed focused, they seemed proud. Now, I didn't have the courage to eat the freshly baked bread that they offered in the slum, in the bakery, but I did learn that this bread was actually official bread and it was distributed far and wide within the city, you know, beyond the slum. But it also, they were distributing within the slum, right? Huge, 1 million people. You know, they had production facilities, supply chain and branding. They had equipment, teams, processes, clients, and they took their work seriously. Yeah, it was simple, but they had it all. And the slum also had schools, it had churches, it had markets. It had everything it needed to serve its people because their people created all these things. So people were kind. They were so warm and welcoming. They had smiles on their faces. They were curious. They were proud of their work. Kids kept approaching us with this air, you know, like, oh, who are you? You know, like curious, laughing. The school teacher was proud even though, you know, they had really very basic resources in the school. So in that mayhem, they found work. They found pride. They found love and they found joy. And during that slum visit, I felt hopeful. I saw how people found joy and how they created a home in what seemed like an unwelcoming situation or place that nobody would want to live in. Now, what does that teach us? Whatever you are going through right now, take it upon yourself to create a welcoming home where you are right now, to cherish the people that you care about and to find meaning in the chaos that you might feel like your life is in right now. And be grateful for the opportunity you have as a human to be able to assign a positive meaning to your experience. That's something you can do to be the change, right, that you want to see in the world, in your own life, in the life of people around you, and to bring happiness and joy into your interactions, into your everyday interactions, my friends.